Sundry. A new document recently approved by the Municipal Council will provide local officials with a guiding hand on future decision-making. The 2022-26 strategic plan was by council motion adopted on May 16 following a teleconference delegation by Sherry Ann Dooleage, president of Sage Analytics, the firm commissioned to facilitate the planning process which created a plan that reflects council's objectives. Council and administration had earlier in April participated in a strategic planning session with the intent to produce an overall outcome of a common vision and priorities for the next 4 to 5 years. During her presentation to council, Dooleage said developing the strategic plan has been an ongoing process and added the document provides an additional frame of reference in the municipality's decision-making toolbelt. I would like to emphasize that for the purpose of strategic planning, is to guide the decision-making for the community, she said, adding municipal officials bear a provincially legislated responsibility to provide safe and viable communities. A lot of these items that are in here, the strategic plan, may be focused on the immediate term, she said. But they will have long-standing impacts for future years. Outlined in the updated vision for Sundry is to develop the municipality as a year-round destination. And following from that, we have a mission to create innovative opportunity for growth and enjoyable natural spaces for residents, businesses and visitors, she said. The municipality has kept its slogan, Visit. Live Explore. Among the key values identified are family, environmental stewardship, integrity, transparency, innovation, regional partnership, active leadership, creativity, work-life balance and community spirit. Additionally, community development in the following areas were also identified as priorities: tourism, recreation, year-round events, visitor information center, beautification, and supporting existing businesses as well as growth. So, that's quite a diverse portfolio under the community development priorities, she said. Furthermore, she added that priorities identified under community wellness include balanced lifestyle, inclusivity, accessibility, safe community, intergenerational community connections and culture. Objectives listed under environmental stewardship include water smart conservation, protection of the river, green community, pristine water in and pristine water out. Supportive infrastructure is another strategic priority outlined in the plan, which recommends the municipality develop a 10-year capital plan, regional recreational master plan, trails and connectivity, and four-season facilities, she said. And to give credit where due, she said consideration should also be given to recognizing community accomplishments. Among some of those success stories, she added, are the development of Snake Hill and River Valley Trails, Greenwood Neighborhood Place, great food and restaurants, wayfinding signage, the water connection on the town's east side, the wastewater treatment plant, as well as $20 plus million in investments over the past 4 years. That's your bragging rights, right there, she said. You have some pretty significant accomplishments as a community. Concluding her presentation, Dooleage expressed confidence that the municipality now has in place a good plan that will serve the community well. This would be a document that would communicate the community priorities to residents and businesses and also as an opportunity to attract growth and investment in the community, she said. Without further questions, council proceeded to carry a motion thanking Dooleage and accepting her presentation as information. Later during the meeting, council went on to carry a follow-up motion adopting the written portion of the strategic plan with the intention of updating some graphics and photographs in the document, which was to be posted on the town's website.